taking your emails, I'm taking your calls. Ignorant and uninformed.
But that's illegal. So don't steal my Netflix Darn, account. Pirates. How dare you?
That was quite the 180.
I can't just give you my passwords because that would be illegal.
You should give it to our listeners.
Speaking of our listeners, hey everybody, welcome back to Ignorant and Uninformed, America's favorite podcast. We're coming to you live via the magic of Zoom from beautiful Keystone, Silverthorne, and Breckenridge, Colorado. Here in Summit County, Colorado, at 545 Productions and Consensual Studios, a studio diversified. And we are your intrepid hosts, Mr. Max Sarakistan Sarak.
How much do you think we would up our viewer listener participation rate if we gave away free passwords to streaming services as opposed to t-shirts and poetry?
I think we should.
Well, I think if it's like Netflix, eventually, like you can only have a few people logged on at the same time, like per
account. That's probably true.
I have an idea.
So if we just put it out there, like people won't, like we'll have to give them. Okay, you could go on from 7 to 9 Eastern time.
I think what we do. So if we draw your topic for the next week until our next episode.
Then we change the pattern. Okay.
We change it every week. So you get our Netflix for the next week. Enjoy.
Yeah. Next week. Yeah. That's a big deal. That's a savings. That's a savings for you.
It is. A free week of Netflix.
And then we just rotate through the password.
Yeah. And we build some fucked up queue, you know, that everyone gets to enjoy.
Interesting. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I forgot I didn't introduce him yet, but that brilliant idea came from our other host, Mr. Jeff Notorious Watson.
Thank you.
And I am Ben Hollywood Whitmore, and this is your podcast where we take your topics and turn them into our show. That's right. You provide the topics. We give you a special thank you in the mail that is both good for your mind and good for your body. And Max is going to tell you all about it.
Yes. And hopefully this podcast will be good for your soul, and then we will have taken care of the three components.
Left, love. All right.
Live, left.
Oh,
love,
my God.
Live, laugh, love.
Oh, laugh, live, love. Okay.
Laugh. It's how I live my life now.
It's
on my wall, so you know I mean it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's cool. Frame picture.
Okay. poetry and t-shirts. That's how we attempt to bribe you to give us your topic. And so please keep them coming because topics are how we record this show. So there's a big bowl of them over to my right. And like I said, when you send yours in, questions make the best one. We will send you a t-shirt and a haiku. And hit us up on the Instagrams, Ig and Un. Hit us up on the Facebooks, Ignorant Uninformed, at Ig and Un on the Twitters, or click the topics button, submit a topic if you're on the website, or topics at ignorantanduninformed.com. That's how you get your topic to us, and that's how we get our t-shirt and haiku to you.
That rhymed. That could have been a haiku.
Boom.
It was a poem, at least.
That's how good we are.
That's how good we be. So we need a topic to discuss to get us started, and we will inevitably not talk about it at all. Really your involvement with the show is precursory at best. I mean it's
a jumping off point to talk about Star Wars.
It's, sure. So. But then you're part of it. And
or Dungeons and Dragons or
whatever I wanted to talk about. Man, that's no big deal.
I mean, as
mental health, that's always important.
Yeah.
I mean, that comes up.
We touched that. We've touched it.
Yeah.
I think it's especially important these days.
Really like, just touch it.
Just touch it.
Just touch it. We all need touch, man. Mm-hmm. We all need touch. All right. So this week from Tana, good friend Tana. What's up, Tana?
Tana.
Expensive artwork. Priceless artifacts or just trading cards for rich people?
I've never heard it that way, but that's hilarious. Trading cards for rich people.
I've always heard it's money laundering, but yeah.
Okay.
I've heard that the, yeah, Expensive art trade is actually just money laundering.
Oh.
Okay. I mean, I've been getting down on a whole bunch of burn notice, and there have been some art dealer episodes in there. Nice. Yeah, with some money laundering and such.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say trading cards is an excellent, I like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to collect the whole set. I need all of this guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got a Pollock rookie card. It's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Signed and everything.
See, I think that's the main difference between you and me, Jeff, because I instantly went to Pokemon cards, like trading cards, but not like sports cards. And I used to have a bunch of baseball cards. That was I had a pretty extensive baseball card collection.
But now I've got it in my head that like playing like Pokemon or Magic the Gathering with priceless pieces of art, like that's your deck, is like a whole bunch of like Da Vinci's Picasso's. And
I'll counter your Van Gogh with Tully's, my, you know.
Yeah. You don't have the mana for that.
Yeah. You can't.
Oh, my Lord.
Monet, I choose you. Rembrandt, go.
Yeah, man.
Attack, I laid a trap.
Yeah. And we've covered all of the famous artists that I know. So
fair. Awesome. Great. Well, this will be a quick episode. I listened.
Sure will.
What podcast? Something I listened to a couple years back, but it was talking about like Cold War and the Culture War and just the way that the government may have tried to influence the taste of modern art and pop art by like feeding the world what is good to win the culture war.
Oh, Picasso. That's another one I know. Picasso. Mm-hmm. Pablo Picasso.
Thank you.
You're doing great.
Johnny Picasso.
Jim Picasso. And Arthur Rembrandt and his good buddy, Alfred Monet.
Yeah.
Who starred in Spider-Man 2 is Doc Ock.
Oh.
Alfred Molina, Ben. No, Alfred Monet.
I like it. I mean, it always begs the question, why is art valued? And I guess it's whatever someone's willing to pay for it. But
exactly. It's all arbitrary. Right? I mean, same with baseball cards, with comic books, same with anything that you collect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. You ever watch that Antiques Roadshow where they're like, Pawn Stars or anything like that. They're like, yeah, I can get somebody. I'm like, who is the guy who's buying it after him for that? You know what I mean? Like, why don't they just go to that guy? Like, why are they selling it to a pawn star?
Yeah. I've always thought that shop was bullshit, but whereas Antiques Roadshow, I was like, okay, that's kind
of
cool.
That's like sort of legit. Yeah. It's like a big swap meet thing.
But I mean, just placing an arbitrary value. Well, this tapestry is worth $10,000. It's like, well, if you can find someone to pay that.
Yeah, sure, like, that's what it's worth. But does that mean it's going to go for that at auction? Probably not. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it will. I don't know. You always hear about people selling collector's items or like even on eBay and stuff. I want to go back to what Max was saying because I don't think I fully understood what you were getting at, Max.
When I say Max says a lot of things.
Sometimes the medicine makes me forget.
Yeah. Oh, Benji.
but you were talking about like the government was controlling.
Oh, so there was and again, like the reason you didn't get much from it is because I'm pretty foggy on this. Like this is just literally something.
That sounds right. I think we're onto something here. We figured it out, man.
Yeah, I listen to a lot of podcasts, man. And so like somewhere rattling around in here is like this like segment from something I listened to that was talking about how, you know, it was talking about like tastes and shaping of modern art and like the values of art. And it may have even been talking about artists and like what a crapshoot it is like becoming a famous artist because those folks who control the taste, you were like at some point in the 50s during the height of the Cold War. So like Jackson Pollock is a good example. Like essentially the argument this person was putting out is that like people from the government were going out into the world and be like, this is good. And that was a way of fighting the Cold War on like the cultural front.
As opposed to like going to Russian artists or something to becoming popular in the United States.
or just like influencing, like paying the tastemakers to influence them in a certain direction. Like, I'm not sure what the other like side of it was.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, it could have just been like, you know, American exceptionalism and dominance. Like, all right, sure, we're going to take over the art world now.
Who is that guy, the photographer? Warhol. Andy Warhol. There's another one.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he was a photographer, but sure.
Also,
I mean, he did pop art. Like, it was, you
he
know,
did,
like
but
that
I think
whole...
he's more famous for his paintings, right?
But like the can of soup, that was a, was that a painting?
Isn't it? Was that a photo?
I don't know. It was like a,
fuck,
like a
I don't
photo
know.
Reproduction.
I've never been impressed with his shit, so.
No, I hear you. Liechtenstein? I feel like you would really like Liechtenstein, Ben. It's all just like...
That's a small country, I'm pretty sure.
It is. Sure.
But he was the one that did like the pointillism, that did like comic book frames.
Oh, I
like
that.
Dots.
His work's badass.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Liechtenstein. And then it was like the woman and she's like crying and on the phone. There's a phone. I've seen there's a famous one of a woman and a phone.
Okay.
And there's a word bubble and she's saying something.
Okay.
But I don't know what it is.
That's probably him.
Yeah.
That's
right. Who's the guy who does the squares? Like the just different
Mondrian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's it. It's like the blue and the yellow and the red. And most of it's black and white.
Yeah. Little known.
I always liked that one. I that's just geometric. And I'm very much a fan of geometric art and anything with like shapes and geometry at play.
Hence the geometric.
I mean, I understand. I've just said
I like geometry and shapes.
I think it just goes back to a kid, you know, when you get the play set with the, here's the circle and it goes in the circle hole. Square goes in the square hole. Here's a star shaped one.
Ohio Tim has a Mondrian on the back of one of his arms.
I think I've seen that.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, and, you know, it's
familiar with the work, but I don't know the name.
Yeah, you would recognize. I'm sure you would recognize the work. And the only reason I know that is because of Tim's tattoo. And then because you're like, oh, it's the dude with the squares. And then,
there was somebody put out like a set of memes that was like, if it looks like a you know, like everyone looks like vampires, it's this person. Or like, if it's like a fat bitch with a big old ass, it's this guy. There's something. Like, I forget what it is. Like, if it looks like you're on acid, it's Dali, you know, like.
Oh, I love Dali. Yes.
Salvador Dali.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Interesting dude.
I enjoy art and I like going to art museums. I didn't like it at all when I was younger. And I didn't have an appreciation for art until I started like, I don't know, I guess theater maybe got me involved. I don't know. It's weird. But then like, you know, I would go to New York and I would go to the Met and I would like look at the art and I would like, I just didn't feel anything. And then one day
it moved.
No, but I was just like, okay, this is cool. This is all this stuff. And then I went to the MoMA actually. That was pretty cool. And I was like, and I don't know what it was, but I was walking through it and I stopped and I looked and it was very Ferris Bueller, but it was like, I was just like, okay, I think I understand. Like, I'm supposed to examine how this painting makes me feel. Like, I look at this and what do I like about it? What do I not like about it? What is it? You know, what do I think the person was trying to say with this painting? And what is it saying to me? And then suddenly, like, I liked art all of a sudden. I was like, because to me, it was just like, for a long time, I just felt like it was like they collected all these old paintings and just to have them. Like, it was a big collection. And you just look at all these painties. And you're like, yes, I see the painting. That is a nice painting. We will walk to the other painting and see how this painting is in the same time period as this painting. But this guy is the same painting as that one.
I mean, so, it's curious going back to what Max was saying, like who decides why like those paintings are better than others that aren't in the museum, you know?
Right. Exactly.
Because if you put up the Mona Lisa next to a painting that you'd never seen before, knew nothing about, but you're like, I like this painting better.
Right.
You know? Who the fuck decided that?
Yeah. I saw the Mona Lisa from afar because I couldn't get close to it because there were hundreds of other people there. Mm-hmm. And it was like a fucking press conference, man. It was just camera flashes all day. Yeah. All day, every day in that room. Just bam, 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 bam.
So, like, do you think people find it beautiful because they're told to?
Well, so that's...
And that's what you're saying. I mean...
The Mona Lisa is an interesting example because the reason, or at least the storyline that goes with why the Mona Lisa is so famous has to go with the fact it was stolen in the early 1910s. And so that... Or I want to say that, I mean, I could be completely wrong on that date, but it was like there was a heist. Yeah. And so that sort of etched it into our consciousness.
Mm. And it was a firefight. Sorry.
And so I think that like, right. I mean, like that those tastemakers, like with fashion, right? Like, you know, they decide on these trends, you know, like a year and a half, 2 years before anything hits the shelves. And it's like, right. So like, who are these people that are deciding what everyone else thinks is beautiful or tasteful or...
Yes.
It's the economy, because
there's been classical art I look at and I'm like, I don't get it. You know, I don't understand the appeal to this art.
One of my favorite things to do in an art museum, especially if you're with friends or people with good senses of humor, are to walk around and rename the paintings what you think they should be named. Ooh. Like I got through a lot of Jesus art while I was in Europe with my friends in college, in that definitely like we just walking around and be like, oh yeah, no, that one's I don't remember any examples, but it was definitely made the museums that weren't really to my taste much more enjoyable.
Yeah. I like Jesus, that idea.
Jesus chops down the cherry tree.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
Jesus hates this guy selling bread.
Like, yeah. regrets on the cross where I'm like, hey, what's up? You know, like
when you see a shoddy out in the audience, but you're being crucified.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Now I want to do this game. Now I want
to
do it.
No, I highly recommend it.
Next time I can go to an art museum, we'll go together.
Yeah. Well, fair. Or if you take a virtual tour of one of the art museums, I assume those are still happening.
Virtual tour. Yeah. That's a good idea.
Not that I did that, but
I know. I was like, this is cool because a bunch of museums were putting them out and they were like, hey, come see this thing. And we're like, all right.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys grow up in houses with a lot of art or?
No. I mean, there were stuff on the walls, but I don't even know if it's famous art. It's just paintings.
Like paintings or pictures? Okay, yeah.
They were prints of paintings.
Yeah.
We had I think it might have been a Georgia O'Keeffe vagina flowers in our dining room, I want to say.
Okay.
There was a big flower. I don't know if it was Georgia O'Keeffe, but it was like a big flower.
Okay.
That was, but then my mom, like she made a friend and who was an artist, and she started buying these paintings. And if you've ever been to my mom's house, she has like three gigantic paintings by this woman. They're very interesting. They're like sort of a mixed.
Go ahead. Sorry.
They're sort of a mixed medium, but it's mostly like, I think it's pastel and there's some like, she incorporates like foil and stuff, like colored foil into like stripes and stuff. It's very geometric. So I like it. Mm. But there's one that's in her room that was like, it was from 9/11. Like that was what inspired it was. So there's like these two, there's a big apple like on its side. That it's an apple shape. And then there's like these two things, like towers that are in there, but they're very, very impressionistic. It's not like a picture of it.
Two twigs.
But then there's like this big thing that goes through the apple, like this big swirl, and it's sort of like a fire hose. And there's sort of this dude, like a fireman holding the hose. And I'm like, it's like when I was a kid, I was like, oh, this is fascinating. And then like the fire guys putting up the flag, like that's sort of in there a little bit too.
Is it called Inside Job?
It's called Bush did 9/11.
Truther.
Nice.
And it's, yeah. It's called hashtag Truther.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was weird. But then there's like other ones that are just like very pretty and a lot of different colors. But there's this, my mom literally has this one and it's like, it takes up most of the wall. Like it's probably 7 feet tall, 6 feet tall. Like it's huge and maybe 5 feet wide. But she has a bunch of this woman's paintings and they're beautiful. They're all originals and they're framed and they're like, man. But I apparently like she gets a lot of, she used to live in Seattle or something, Redmond maybe. And like is a very fairly accomplished artist and is like, she's featured in the Seattle Museum of Art or something. I don't know.
Some kind of look, man, I think if you're museum. Out there and you're earning enough to live your life and meet your needs through creating whatever it is you are creating, then you are a successful artist.
Yeah, no, I agree. And as an artist myself, I'm like, certainly can't fault, but I'll, you know what? I'll show you those paintings. I'll take some pictures of them or something. Have my mom send them to me. Okay. It would be interesting. I'll send you the 9/11 painting.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's a pretty big one too. It's like 3 feet by, it's like 24 by 36. It's big. Like it's a big
board.
Hashtag never forget.
Hashtag never forget. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was very surprised when my mom bought that painting. I was like, what? Okay.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, there's, you know,
I was busy breaking up with a girl in high school over 9/11. So it was fine.
Classy. But your mom gets like, chafe.
I feel like I've told this story, right?
You told this story. Okay. I've heard
good, it. Good, good, good. I just wanted to make sure our listeners at home knew the story.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Ben destroyed the Twin Towers so he could break up with someone. Yeah. I think that's Ben planned it.
Hashtag so now, Ben did 9/11.
Jeff, I know that you are a photographer, right? Like, I know that's one of your mediums that you like to work in. Have you ever messed around with like paints or colors, or has it always been photography for you?
I mean, in high school and college, I took art classes and I enjoyed it, but
okay,
photography was just not as messy. I think that's
enough.
If I had more room in like an actual art studio, I could totally get down on painting again.
Okay.
It's fun. I was never good at it, but
right on, man.
I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Just like when you say messy, more just like the fact that shit gets everywhere and you need
shit gets everywhere. I mean, space. You don't want to. Yeah, exactly. I don't want to do it in my living room because it makes a fucking mess. If I had a dedicated room that I didn't give a shit about, then
yeah. Were your paintings like what kind of style? Got
the murder room, so it's not like he could just, you know, turn that into an art studio.
I mean, I never like really Dexter. Did stuff. On my own, it was more about whatever we, our assignments.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like, I mean, at one point we had to do like monochromatic black and white paintings in the style of Dali or not.
Oh, shit.
Picasso.
Okay.
That was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that assignment.
But right on, man.
I've always just been more drawn to photography.
I'm always fascinated by the kind of things that people will paint because I shouldn't say always. It's a recent thing. It's within my 20s because I know at one point my dad, who's always been a fan of art, was painting and he would make these comments about like these watercolors and blah, blah, blah. And like, he's never, you know, he was never like an artist growing up. Right. He was always like an admirer patron. Yeah. So I didn't give it a whole lot of thought, but then I went home one time and he's like, oh yeah. You know, I was in the basement. I'm like, oh, what are these paintings? These things look awesome. And he's got like a whole bunch of unfinished, like paintings down there that are like completely not what I would have expected that he would have done, but like very like, yeah, totally abstract and lots of color. And so I think it's, and yeah, I'm fascinated by that.
Interesting. I think I would like to do landscapes if I was to take up painting. I would try to do like Bob Ross style, like
happy trees.
Because I've done a couple of those pieces. I guess I have done art. I've done like spray paint art.
Wait a second.
Wait a minute.
I am an artist.
But like painting, I've never like, I killed Max. He's dead.
I mean, build sets and paint shit all the fucking time. You're painting minis like an hour ago.
That's not like
art, my friend.
Canvas art. It's different. It's a different medium. But I've done a few paintings. Like I did this one over like, but it's like, I don't do it on canvas. So to me, it's different because I do it on like wood. Like it's like like palette art, I guess.
Still counts.
Yeah, I was going to say, weren't you like making art for people? Wasn't that one of your New Year's resolutions recent year? Was like to make more art?
And I ended up making a few. Like,
see? You
know, I made a bunch of like Christmas presents this year. And I one day I'm going to like, I'm going to blow up on Etsy, baby. That's just gonna
yeah. Okay.
But yeah, no, I'm going to, one day I do want to like start making stuff. Like live, Instagram, laugh, love signs, pretty much.
That's what sure. Sure. With just like mountains. Yeah. No, I feel like Instagram is where all the artists are now. But maybe Etsy. I don't know. I've never spent any time.
No, well, yeah, DeviantArt and Instagram. That's where everybody is. Like, as,
well, I mean, all the Instagram folks have Etsy pages typically.
Makes sense.
Yeah, if you want to commission something or buy something from them. But yeah, I'm more of a crafter than like a painter, I would say. Like, and painting is like on a set, like scenic painting, like doing various treatments and stuff. Although, well, you'll have to just see it for yourself, but I did
see
a
what?
I did. So
you made
on
that cognitive leap in your mind, sir.
I did on the, sorry. So on the Peak D&D table, I was telling you, I wanted to do like a wood grain, like, cause I didn't like the way it turned out with the stain because it was just plywood. So it was like very weak grain. So I painted a wood grain on it. Like I used a wood grain. A wood grain tool and a thing. And it looks really good. I'm super excited.
Believe it, man. So, I believe it.
Made it look really old and cool. Nice. Like an old ship.
Distressed.
Like, yeah. Yeah. It's like
patina. Cool.
Nice patina upon it.
Is that what that actually is? Is that the word?
No.
When something patina? Looks aged.
Well, patina is like the, like verdigris and patina are like two words for antiqued. Like, but gotcha. Like, it's like the blue stuff on copper is like verdigris.
Okay.
A patina is like, it's, yeah. I mean, it can be like, it's specifically, I think, a certain type of metal rust that comes in. Like, not like rust, but it's like a different kind of aging that happens to
The appearance of aging. So I guess distressed is only for fabrics.
Guess. I mean, distressed wood, charred wood. Fair. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, whatever.
Distressed wallpaper. I don't know.
Just make it look old so it looks valuable.
Exactly. It looks old, which means it's been there for a while.
This has value.
That's half the trick of theater, is just making shit look like it's been there for a long time. And you're not built, because everything looks brand new when you make it. Like, you make it, where you wallpaper a room or whatever, and it looks brand new. You put carpet on you know, there's like, we spend time dirtying carpet. Like, we buy carpet from a store, put it down, and then make it have to age it like 50 years. Like, you know, it's been in this house for a long time. No, they haven't recarpeted.
So is there like a equation? You're like, well, 1 year of age on 1 square foot of carpet equals 7,000 steps. Get to walking, kids.
Oh, dude, I don't know. Like, we use paint.
Here, piss here.
Like, I've spray painted carpet, like, to make it look dirty. So what you do is you spray paint it, you wrap your shoes in towels, and you put spray paint on, and then, like, and then you just sort of walk around and, like, squish it down. But it's weird because you spray because it actually stays lighter color where you walk. Like, it's like, because it gets worn. So it, like, you know what I mean? Like, it can get,
I don't know.
That's not entirely true, because like, if it's not exposed to sun and things like that, but it's weird. Like, the whole, some people, that's their entire career. They just age stuff, like prop masters. They make things look old. Like, that's, you know, you have a brass telescope and you have to put a patina on it, and it, you know, cause it has to be really old or something. Like, I don't know. It's like, and nowadays with all these like battery powered LED lights and stuff you can get, like, man, you could make some cool stuff in the world. I don't
Sweet.
Know.
Sweet. Like, yeah, I don't know either, man.
I was thinking of Peter and the Starcatcher, which is a very like sort of period fantasy piece. Peter Pan. And anyway, the Starcatcher is a ship, name of the ship. So it's like a prequel to Peter Pan. I don't know. It's about sort of how Peter ends up on the island. And,
okay.
But it has this whole other plot and like...
About distressing?
No, but it, like, you know, there's like old ships and tree trunks and treasure chests and all these things that require... And I was thinking about it because there's this seashell necklace thing that they have.
Okay.
It's a major prop that, like, it lights up with... It's like a... It's a piece of a star is what's in it.
Got you. So the LED lights can make it
LED
glow.
And then like when then they can talk to each other through the, it's like a sending stone, and they can talk to each other through it, and they're like, yeah. So it lights up, but it has to light up like on cue. So you could be like, oh, I'm, you know, call waiting, flash, 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 right? Oh, dad, is it you? That kind of thing. But
okay, got you. Got you.
I don't know where we were going with this. What were we talking about originally?
Art and it being like trading cards art, for rich people.
Yeah, it is trading cards. I do want, ah, man, I wish we had gotten more into that because it is like Pokemon cards. But hey, that's all the time we have today. So what are we going to do?
Yes.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Thanks so much for listening. Welcome back. I don't know. Guys, it's been...
How did I get here?
What is going on?
What did I... Huh?
Who's...
Where am I? Hey, thanks for downloading. Recording.
Thanks for downloading and listening to Ignorant Uninformed, America's favorite podcast. We've, as always, been your forgetful hosts, Mr. Max, Sarakis, and Sarak.
When I was in second grade, they made me fill out a page in school that asked me what my worst day in my life was. And,
is this it?
No, I said it was... going to art galleries with my parents in Vail.
Ooh.
Yeah, being dragged or something like that.
The art galleries
worst day in my life.
Kind of lame though.
How dare
all,
them take you to Vail?
I know. That's what I mean. That's why it's so funny.
Yeah, it's like going to a comic shop, but not liking anything there.
Yeah, you know, but not mean? Being into it. I mean, I was in like second grade. I was in between first and second grade.
Yeah. And of course, Mr. Jeff, art collector Watson.
Damn right. Let's launder, baby.
Yeah,
money launder.
Money, man.
And I am Ben Hollywood Whitmore. Thanks so much for downloading. Make sure you subscribe on whatever podcaster you listen to us on. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/ignorant and uninformed. Or you can twank us on the Twitter at Ig and Un. Follow us on Twitter. Check us out on Instagram, Ig and Un. And we will be back next week with a brand new episode. Send your topics to topics@ignorantuninformed.com. Download all the podcasts at ignorantuninformed.com. We'll be back next week with a brand new epidose of hot ass freshness all up in your grill. So, yeah, peace out.